Okay, I'll bring your attention to Hebrews 10:25.
好，我们现在来看希伯来书十章二十五节。
It looks a bit difficult when you look at the English.
It's difficult in English?
Well, yeah, because of the double negatives. It's quite straightforward in the Greek, though, really. So don't not assemble together. That's because of the double negative. Or don't forsake. Remember, forsake means to ignore something.
好，所以呢，这个英文也跟中文一样，哈，就是不要停止聚会。
And then we have this word here, as the manner, or as is the manner of some. You can see that in the English, and you have the Greek word here, ethos, which really means like a habit or something that's habitual.
然后也不要像那些有了一种习惯。
See, some people had a habit of not going to Bible class.
比如说有些人有了习惯是不来上圣经课的。
Now this is the book of Hebrews and it's written to the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, in Jerusalem just before the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD.
这一段在写的时候呢是写给那个在耶路撒冷的犹太人在大概是西元70年的时候。
Now, in about 30 AD, that's around about the time that Jesus was doing his ministry, he was warning the people in Jerusalem, saying, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed.
记得耶稣在西元30年的时候啊，就是开始他的布道的时候呢，他就已经提醒了耶路撒冷的人说，耶路撒冷将会被毁坏。
And then 40 years later, it was destroyed.
而在这个他讲这个道之后的40年后呢，果然呢，这个耶路撒冷被毁坏。
There was two like Roman emperors. The first was Titus, and he came in maybe about 68 AD as a Roman general. He wasn't the Caesar then. So Titus was the first Roman general, and he was followed by his son Vespasian.
记得在那个时候呢，就是西元68年的时候。那时候的那个一个将军，他镇守，他代表罗马镇守耶路撒冷。之后由他的儿子又接替他。
And the writer of Hebrews is telling the people, Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. You can't avoid that. Stop worshiping at the temple. That was one of his warnings because they kept going to worship and make sacrifices at the temple. And the writer of the Hebrews is warning these people, you're going to be destroyed.
The writer
of Hebrews.We don't know his name, so we just call him the writer of Hebrews.
Writer, what means?
The author, the writer、
of Hebrews.
Yeah, the book Hebrews, the Hebrew, this book.
Oh, we don't know who wrote this
book.
No, we
don't.
And this book was written in which year?
They say about 60 to 65, so maybe even just 5 years before the place was destroyed.
好，希伯来书的作者是谁？我们不知道。所以我们现在只能说希伯来书的作者呢他大约是在西元公元的60到65年写了这一本希伯来书那在这书里面他就已经在警告当时的人说这个耶路撒冷将会被毁坏
One of the main messages from this book is to say that you don't need to worship at the temple anymore. You don't need to make those animal sacrifices because the real sacrifice, who is Jesus Christ, he has already come.
而且呢，希伯来书的作者就跟大家讲说，你们也不必再去圣殿里面去做任何献祭的事情，因为呢，真正的献祭，最伟大的献祭已经发生了，那就是耶稣基督献上十字架的献祭。
And it's the writer of Hebrews as well. It's saying that we don't follow the old system in the time of Israel where you have the priests in the temple because Jesus is our high priest.
而且呢他这一本书呢希伯来书甚至讲说呢我们也不需要按照旧的方式去做所有的这个教会活动因为其实以前有的祭司现在已经由最高的祭司也就是耶稣基督来代表了。
And remember, Peter is also going to tell us in 1 Peter in chapter 2, he says that you are priests as well because you're in Jesus Christ. Remember, you're baptized in union with Jesus Christ.
而在彼得前书里面的第二章也告诉我们就是我们自己因为耶稣基督我们也成为了我们自己的祭司。也就是说呢所有的圣殿已经不是必要的了。
God does not need that temple anymore, and so he's going to allow the Romans, or actually use the Romans, to destroy the temple.
也因此呢，我们的天父呢，就知道他不需要再用到这个圣殿了，所以他才会让这些罗马人把圣殿给毁坏。
And at the same time, God wants the gospel message to go around the world. So if all the Jews are just going to stay in Israel, the message is not going to spread out to the world. So he's basically going to destroy Jerusalem. A lot of people will be taken into slavery, and that's the catalyst, or that's the thing that influences Jews to go out into the world.
而且甚至呢，他也不希望，就是我们的天父也不希望所有的这个有关神的事情，就是我们要学习基督的事情，只存在于那些犹太人的邦国里。所以他就甚至让犹太的国度呢也被打破，让很多的犹太人变成了奴隶，因为经由奴隶的制度，他们就是到全世界各地去了，所以就把我们的基督信仰可以带到世界各地。
Remember, this is no longer the age of Israel. This is the church age.
要了解呢，这已经是另外一个时代论里面的另外一个新的时代，这就进入了所谓的教会时代，而不是之前的以色列时代。从这个时候已经变成了是教会时代。
The church age is very different.
而教会时代是非常不一样的。
Now remember, salvation is the same. That's faith alone and Christ alone.
所以呢，这个就像我们的信仰里面的救赎哈，也变成是单单信靠耶稣就可以了。
But there's no longer the old system of the priests and the prophets and the temple, for example.
所以也不需要过去的所谓先知祭司哈，在圣堂里面。
And since the day of Pentecost, now that we've had these special spiritual gifts given to the church,
还有那个五旬节
on that day, that's when the spiritual gifts were given to the church.
那因为在而在五旬节那个当耶稣复活后的五十天，那圣灵降临，所以呢，所有的人每一个人都得到这些信徒们都得到了圣灵。
And with the church age, now you have the gift of pastor teacher being given to certain people as well.
然后呢，也有我们的牧师、教师，牧师担任教师来教导我们。
Okay, and you had evangelism, a lot of other gifts, but the important gift for teaching was the pastor teacher.
就是各种的，上帝提供了各种的礼物给不同的角色，让这些牧师们成为我们的教师，可以教导我们。
And with that, people were expected to gather together, assemble together, and it could be in the synagogue or any place, and learn the word of God.
所以呢，有了这些教师，那这个神的话语就经由这些教师，不管是在集会之场所，或者是说教会任何地方呢，他们都可以教导我们。
But a lot of people, they did not have that habit.
但是很多人呢，却没有养成这样的习惯。
The idea is you have to get into this habit where you have to, and sometimes it's difficult, but you need to set aside a schedule, you need to set yourself aside a time and say, okay, this is the time that I have to go to church or I have to go to Bible class.
因为我们是需经由非常规律性的一个时间表，让我们能够养成去学习圣经神的话语的习惯。
But you're not just going because it's like, okay, well, it's that time that I have to go. You're actually going for a purpose.
那不是说哦，因为这是时间到了，所以我要去。我们去是要带着一个目的的。
And regardless of the difficulties or the tests that you have to overcome to get to Bible class, and I emphasize the Bible class aspect, you have to make that a habit, so you can't forsake coming together.
不只是说因为我们呢想要解决我们人生的问题，我们所以来学习圣经。那最重要的是我们真的是要认真学习，让这个学习成为我们的一个习惯。
But that's for your benefit.
这是为我们自己好。
Because as we come together, we're encouraged by the word of God.
因为我们来到圣经课里面，我们可以受到神的话语的鼓舞。
And then it finishes off the verse there, as more so as you see the day approaching, which means at some stage your time is up, the rapture could occur or you could die, so your time is limited.
而且我们要了解我们人生是有限的，我们的时间是有限的，所以我们必须要 非常警醒的知道我们必须在有限的时间内学习。
The day approaching, as you see in the English here, that really relates to the return of Jesus Christ. And we don't know when that is, but it's coming soon.
而讲到这个日子近了，那个近了的日子是什么日子？当然也是在讲耶稣要再来的日子。
Okay, so don't forsake Bible class. Get yourself into the habit of attending Bible class because at some stage your time will be up, your time will be finished.
所以呢，我们要非常警醒的想记得说，我们的时间是非常有限的，我们就快没时间了。如果我们不在这个有限的时间内赶快养成我们要来圣经课堂的习惯，那就会来不及了。
Just like now, our time is finished.
就像现在，我们的时间已经快要结束了。
So Father, so we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us.
我们感谢天父给我们今天的晚上的一切的时间。
And we pray that as we keep learning these things, that we will be humble enough to apply them.
然后我们也非常要努力的一直不断的学习，然后让我们能够以一个谦卑的心态去使用这些学习。
And that we will continue to be encouraged by your word in order to keep moving forward.
而且我们因着你的话语受到鼓舞，我们会继续的向前行。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.